Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. When you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email. I think you'll like it. It comes on Sunday, so that it gets you ready for the coming week. So check that out when you get a chance. Tony Geary is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's also known as Mr. Presentation. And he teaches the world's top CEOs how to improve their communication skills, how to put their best foot forward, whether it be what's coming out of their mouth or what they're presenting with their hand. He's the author of a book called Life is a Series of Presentations, 8 Ways to Punch Up Your People Skills. And he's our friend. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Good to talk to you this morning, Jim. Good to talk to everybody.
It's good to have you back, as always. And I know one of the things you do, Tony, is you talk to people about making presentations, and what I want you to do is tell us about the different kinds of presentations that people could make, all the different ways that you can make a presentation.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people, when they think about presentations, they think about a formal type setting, Jim. They think about, well, I've got this planned in 2 weeks, and I've got to get my slides and my PowerPoints in order.
Yep.
And we want to expand people's thinking that presentations happen all the time. They happen with our phone calls in the morning. We're presenting dozens of times every day on the phone. We're presenting in person one-on-one. Sometimes they're planned, sometimes they're impromptu. We're presenting electronically today. Think about that, Jim. How much email is happening with e-presentations today, right?
And we believe it. Absolutely. You know, in the old days, I was taught, Tony, that you never, ever mailed a presentation to somebody. You never mailed a proposal to somebody. If you didn't deliver it, they didn't get it. I mean, because you wanted to be sitting there in front of them with your information. You didn't even let them hold the proposal. You had to, you held it yourself, so they didn't get control of the call. That was the old days. And I'll tell you, I still have a hard time with that these days, being an old guy like myself, you know, having been trained like that. But today, you're exactly right. I mean, every year I give lots of proposals to people, and we do business, but we've never even seen each other.
Yep. It's a career critical skill, we believe, that how you present, whether it's in person or, as you said, you know, all the different ways today where it's not in person, on the phone, electronically, and we believe that people should really bring their awareness way up of this skill set and say, hey, I mean, think about even just, you know, a person's interview and how important that is when you come out of college and you start with your first interview, or those people that perhaps are listening that would be looking at a promotion or be looking at doing additional business with their clients. How important is it that, you know, in those presentations that we give day in and day out, again, whether it's in person, over the phone, whether it's live, whether it's even recorded in some kind of voicemail, you know, in delayed presentations.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I think is that one of the biggest mistakes people make when they, especially when they give something, when they send something today by email or by, well, not necessarily by email, but let's say it's a formal proposal or a presentation that they're going to FedEx. They're going to send it to the person across the country or maybe on the other side of the earth. And what I think, one of the biggest mistakes I think they make is not understanding, not thinking about how that presentation is going to open up to the person who's going to receive it.
You're,
they look at it only
right.
from their own eyes, not from the eyes of somebody who doesn't know what they're about to get.
We talk about in life as a series of presentations that you really have to understand the audience and exactly what you just pointed out there, how the audience is going to receive your message, how they process, you know, where are they going to be, what's their state of mind. All those things play in to how receptive someone's going to be to your message. Big piece to the puzzle, and people should really think about not so much the delivery, but how it's being received.
You know, we actually go so far. So many proposals today, Tony, are delivered by FedEx or UPS or something like that, one of the couriers.
Right.
And by the way, I never send a proposal by regular mail. I always send it by courier because that way you can track it. You can track when it was received, who signed for it, and anticipate is to make sure it got there. But what I was going to say is we actually spend time thinking about when the little top is ripped off and they reach in for what you're getting, what it's going to look like when it slides out of that envelope.
I applaud you for that. And I think that a lot of people should take more time in thinking about that. There's so many interesting ways that you can, I mean, like you can have foam envelopes, you can have foil envelopes, you can have, you know,
boxes,
different stickers and labels. And there's so many different pieces to the puzzle today that are very affordable for everybody. And those people that are listening this morning, I ask them to expand their thinking of any of the proposals or presentations that they're making through a courier or any kind of shipping kind of service. You know, how inviting is it? A lot of times we put the effort into the actual words themselves, but I often encourage people that there's the presentation before the presentation. And that even comes in our case, what we do in our office, Jim, and I'd recommend this as well, that people consider this. We actually send an email ahead of time saying that here's the tracking number. Mm-hmm. We've sent this by, if it's, for example,
good
FedEx,
idea.
And then please be looking forward to it and let us know if you don't receive it. And again, the presentation before the presentation, if you set the people up to let them know that you're mm-hmm. professional, that you're inviting them to hear and to receive your message, people are much more receptive.
Well, that's exactly right. And the more professional you can demonstrate that you are, the much more likely you are to get a favorable reading. Maybe you may not get the business, but at least they will read what you sent them.
Well, and it builds your credibility, and it builds the respect that they have for you and your organization. And credibility is a piece to the puzzle that, we point out very clearly in this work, is that if you want credibility, you've got to think about the way that you're delivering your message. Day in and day out, people are making and putting in their minds or positioning who you are or who your company is, and it's a sum total of all those presentations that you're making, including if you're making a presentation through some kind of package or some kind of shipment.
Absolutely. Tony, this is the mechanical side, folks, of making a presentation, and this is, we were talking about the physical element of a presentation, but there also is the verbal, the vocal presentation, the way you speak, the way you talk about what you have to say to people in all the different ways that we make presentations. And when we come back after these messages, Tony, I want you to address that element of a presentation, not just the written part, but the actual verbal part, and to never underestimate how many times a day, maybe many times unscheduled, you make a presentation. Life is a series of presentations. That's the title of Tony Jerry's book. His last name is spelled J-E-A-R-Y. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And I want to sleep. We're back. It's 7. No, it's 23 after. I'll do the math here in a minute and get this worked out. 23 after the hour, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our friend Tony Jerry, J-E-A-R-Y is how you spell his last name. The book is called Life is a Series of Presentations. And, folks, I really encourage you to check Tony's book out because so many people have come from a background where they now need to be making presentations. They need to be giving proposals. They need to be aware of the way that they communicate with customers and prospects, but they haven't had the background to do that. Tony, I'm seeing that an awful lot. These are people who are professionals. These are people who really care. These are people who seek excellence. These are people who want to do a good job, but they haven't had the training or the background. And I was fortunate to have that, but a lot of people, the way they came up through the ranks, so to speak, those things weren't part of their education, of their background. And that's the reason why I think a book like yours is really important for folks who, especially for folks who haven't had that background.
We put together into 8 simple practices, Jim, so that no matter where you're at, again, whether you're highly experienced or maybe you're in your 20s and really just getting started in business, we put it together where these simple practices, 4 of them focus on preparation, 4 of them focus on delivery. where you can use them and incorporate them right into your own style in a way that would boost your effectiveness in the world,
and
again, whether it be professionally or personally.
Give us your website, Tony.
It's www.tonyjerry.com, TonyJerry.com, and Jim, we've got that free assessment. It's a free presentation.
Oh yeah,
assessment.
That's right.
And we want to encourage people.
Tell us about that.
It's an assessment that you can take in just 3 or 4 minutes. You can click on, answer a few questions, and it'll punch out for you a little bit about who you are as a presenter and about some of the things that you might want to do to be a better presenter. And again, it's free, and you can do it in less than 5 minutes.
All right.
That's a real nice piece.
We appreciate you making that available. Check that out, folks. That's TonyJerry.com.
That's correct.
JERRY.com. Tony Jerry. Tony with a Y.
A lot of freebies on there, too, that relate back to this particular book. Matter of fact, 14 different things that we like to share with people. And, you know, before we took a break, you were starting to talk about the tonality and, mm-hmm. and that. Jim, shall we share a little bit about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely, please.
We just believe that, again, one of the things that we teach in this work is about tonality and how people read into our enthusiasm, our passion, and how we vary our tone. And I think that's a huge piece a lot of people don't see. You know, a lot of people focus on those words and are focused on the document or the PowerPoints, if it is a more of a formal presentation. But tonality, people make judgments, you know. And, you know, I encourage our listeners to kind of do a check on their own tonality when they're first meeting someone, when they first talk with someone on the phone in the morning, you know, when they're first making a proposal, how's their tone? You know, I'm not saying
Now, when you say tonality, you're talking about, like, the energy in our voice, the inflection that we might have in our
Absolutely.
Voice. Are we monotone? Are we flatliners? Are we demonstrating enthusiasm and energy and conviction?
If you're monotone, what do people do, Jim?
They go to sleep.
That's
or they
right.
get up and leave. If they're the top folks, get up and leave.
And so some people right now listening today need to be asking themselves, are they a little boring? You know, in their presentations. Really, I mean, they got to be serious about it and say, am I a little boring? And should I put a little business entertainment factor in? Should I bring a little tonality variation? Should I bring a little more passion and enthusiasm to my presentation?
It's
a real deal. You know, I say it and people laugh. And it's funny, I love it when I'm in front of thousands of people and I'm talking to them and they laugh when I say that. You know, I ask them, I say, let's see a show of hands. How many of you are a little too boring in your presentation? Believe it or not, Jim, half the audience
probably,
you know,
raise their hands. Well, the thing about it is my attitude's always been, if I can't demonstrate some excitement about what I want them to buy, how can I expect them to buy it?
Yep. People sense it. People sense through your tonality what you believe, how sincere, how prepared you are. Are you ready to go? Do you believe in it? You know, and that's...
Well, Tony, let me ask you this question. Let's say that I'm the type of person that just can't do that. You and I know that there are people, I'm not saying that in time you couldn't teach them to be, but basically they just can't get that kind, they're just not wired that way. And I know them, you know them. What do you say to those folks?
There are different practices that we teach in Life as a Series of Presentations that helps all kinds of people. And so to your question, one of the things we teach is a concept called a presentation arsenal. And there's different things that you can put into your arsenal that would help you bring that strength to your presentation. Mm-hmm. Again, depending on your own personality style. And it could be a series of articles or statistics or background or I just got a letter from a president of one of Ross Perot's companies this weekend that I'm going to be putting into my arsenal, which will give me trust transference when I'm communicating about teaching to other companies like I've done with them. And I think a lot of people don't build up a good presentation arsenal that would support their own presentation style. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. No question
about it. Whether it's articles or whether it's mm-hmm. nice letters or quotes or, you know, it could be just a variety of different things. But I encourage people to build a good presentation arsenal to support their own presentation style.
And if you just can't do it, if you think you need some help, hire somebody. Bring somebody along in your organization that can take over part of a presentation, especially if you're
Good
making
point.
A formal presentation. Tony, we've run out of time, but we need to get you back on again real soon. We got a lot more to talk about. We'll work that out.
All right, Jim.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Jerry, ladies and gentlemen. That's Tony Jerry, JERRY.com. Check that out. Don't forget to do that free assessment today. I think you'll like that. Quick break. I'll be right back with Judy Lawrence. We're going to talk about budgeting and the cashless society. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.